Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics, Inside Jag Nation. With us this week is women's tennis player Alexandria Steitler. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is the first time officially that you'll compete this fall when you and some teammates travel out to the UNLV Classic in Las Vegas. So you played competitively at the NCAA tournament in May, and at least as a Jaguar, you haven't competed since then. So how excited are you to kind of get going again and play some competitive matches?
I'm very excited, and my coach told me there's going to be a lot of good girls in Vegas this year, so it'll be good matches.
With the fall season, you know, there are multiple tournaments, and it's a lot of individual play. It's different than the spring. So knowing that there are a few more tournaments down the line and that you guys play into the first weekend of November, are you going into the fall with any specific goals in mind of what you want to accomplish, or is it more about just getting back to playing competitively against other college players and preparing for the spring?
Well, all the tournaments I'm playing this fall are going to be really competitive and have a lot of good girls. So the goal straight from the beginning is to get some ranked wins.
So since the NCAA tournament ended in May, there was the summer break. What did you do over the summer? Did you stay, take some classes? Did you play any tennis? What did you do in the couple months between semesters?
Well, I actually went home to my second home in Florida, and I played a little bit, but I didn't play any tournaments because I was taking a break, because the first year at school with the spring season being so busy was a lot.
So what I'd like to give the listeners some insight to, if you would, Alex, is, you know, talk about practice here at South. Kind of how does Coach Kaiser structure it, and is it more about drills? Do you guys play competitively against each other? Is it a combination? What do you guys do on a regular basis when you're in a practice?
Well, in the fall, we do a lot more fitness, a lot of running and more high intensity and some longer practices. But within the practice of tennis itself, 6 out of 7 days a week, it's a lot of drilling and some points. And on the last day, we sometimes play sets, but he tends to stay away from that to, like, keep a competitive environment, but not where we're just, like, trying to, like, kill each other on the court.
You know, we touched on a little bit last year, your freshman year, first at the collegiate level, and you played some fall tournaments, and then you go into the spring, and it's a team structure. And I don't know if you had any experience with that type of situation before coming here. How different is playing fall tournaments versus dual matches in the spring?
It's very different, because in the fall, it's just you. And if you lose, that's it. You're done. But in the spring, I think I did so well because I felt comfortable enough with my team that if something were to happen and I just couldn't do it today, that we could still win because of their level.
How hard do you think it was to adjust? You guys played in January a few matches, and then the spring season ran through the Sun Belt Championships in late April. Was there a point in time that you finally felt like, okay, this different concept, I get it now? Or is it something that you still kind of get used to this day?
We actually played an example dual match in the fall against Samford and UAB. And I think from then, pretty much, I had it right away, like the environment. Maybe the first match against South Carolina, it was still a little bit awkward, but after that, it was pretty smooth.
You know, I think a lot of people might not understand, high school tennis isn't necessarily that big a deal, and I don't think a lot of college coaches are recruiting watching those matches versus watching you guys compete at junior tournaments. Kind of describe that schedule and how frequently you would play in tournaments as a junior, and trying to work that around being a high school student.
Well, I was homeschooled, so that allowed me to travel for these tournaments. But the schedule is pretty busy. I was busy from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. every day, and that was just with tennis. And then after, I had to go and do my school. And the tournament schedule was, well, for me, it was a couple tournaments a month. But for most kids, especially the Europeans, they pretty much played every week of the year.
You know, in those tournaments, what were some of the places, the cities, states, even maybe other countries that you competed in? And, you know, was there anything like Las Vegas where you're going this weekend?
Well, actually, I didn't play any American tournaments before college since I was 10 years old. Otherwise, I've been playing internationally every single time. So it's actually nice to travel in America.
Last year in Las Vegas, that was the first time you'd played as a Jaguar, and it turned out that you met Laura Valkova in the finals. What's it like playing your teammate in a tournament, in a final, with something on the line?
I'm always confident no matter who I play against, so I just had to separate team and individual because I wanted to win. But it was awkward because of the coaching, obviously. He can't coach us. And our teammates couldn't cheer for us because it would have been very awkward.
I guess, thankfully, it doesn't happen that often, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Tell us on match day, regardless, maybe it's different what will happen Friday before your first match in Las Vegas versus what you do on the day of a dual match when you guys play in the spring, but what's a typical match day for you? What do you do? What do you like? How do you like to prepare to play competitively?
Our coach tries to keep it pretty consistent the whole year, so we do the same warm-up every single time, whether it's individual or dual. And we wake up a couple hours earlier than the match. We go get breakfast. Then we go to the courts and relax a little bit, and then we warm up right before our match, and then we go straight out.
You know, last year we talked about it. You ended up with a 28-7 singles record. Where are we? 8-minute mark, JT? Cut me out. I messed up. So last year in the spring, you put together a 28-7 record in singles, and as a result, a few honors came your way. Sunbelt Student Athlete of the Year, Freshman of the Year. You were all Sunbelt. What was your reaction when you found out and were getting these awards, and how do you handle that kind of acclaim?
Well, I've won a lot of tournaments since I was little, so I was pretty used to like being the one who's getting the number one spot. So, but it was exciting in a college environment to get it because I'd never played in that arena.
We've been visiting with Alex Steitler from the women's tennis program, a sophomore, and a few of her teammates will be going out to the UNLV Classic this weekend. Appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck. But before we let you go, we'd like to maybe, like a tiebreaker, give you some quick answers, quick questions for answers as we part ways. So to start off, you know, outside of tennis, what's your favorite sport? All right, 9:20, and I'll just restart the whole thing. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I got it.
You're good? Mm-hmm. I told you in advance.
I know, I'm sure.
All right. As we get ready to wrap up this week's edition, a few quick question and answers for you, Alex. First, you know, outside of tennis, what's your favorite sport?
Well, I don't really play any other sports, but I like watching baseball and football.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever gone to as a fan?
I actually haven't been to many, but when I was little, I went to the Boston Bruins game with my father.
And is there anything on, like, your bucket list in the future, a sporting event that you really want to go to?
I like all the Boston teams, obviously, because I'm from there. So anything, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins again, Red Sox.
You know, that's a very popular answer in the Deep South, right?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's going to, like, be like, wow.
If you had a chance to take a dream vacation, where would you go?
I've always wanted to go to the Atlantis Resort in Bahamas.
And what's your favorite movie?
Right now, it's The Great Gatsby.
Understand, subject to change, if anything else ever comes out that's better. What's your favorite book you've ever read?
Count of Monte Cristo.
And when you listen to music, who's your favorite artist?
I like Rihanna.
And finally, when they make the Alexandria Steitler movie in the future, what actress is going to play the starring role?
It would be awesome if, like, Mila Kunis could play.
Jaguar fans, that's been Alexandria Steitler with women's tennis, our guest this week. Appreciate the time and best of luck in the fall tournament at UNLV this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!